He fought with the Malach all night, and at the end, he said, the Malach says to him, "Lo Yaakov Yemoi Chimcha Kim Yisrael, Kisri Yisrael Kim Vemanoshim Atochel." You fought with the Malach and you won. And it's interesting, it's called Yisrael because Sarisa, because he had this battle, he fought. He should be called Vatochel, he won. He won the battle. So why is he called Yisrael? What we see from this is the Ikka in Yiddishkeit is not the winning. It's not an accomplishment. The Ikka is the struggle, the effort. Many years ago, Aguda made a coffee book, coffee tables, the history of the Jews in the U.S., and it was called The Struggle and the Splendor. And maybe they should have titled it The Splendor of the Struggle. That is what it's all about. In Al-Nisim, on Chanukah we say, Al-Nisim, on the floors, we say, Ali Yeshuas Vala Melchomois. I understand why we're saying on the Nisim, on the Yeshuas, but why Ali Melchomois? Why we thank Hashem for the Melchoma? And some, because of that, take out the second Vav. Instead of V'Ali Melchomois, Ali Yeshuas Al HaMelchomois. On the Yeshua, on the Melchoma. Not two separate things. The Yeshua of the Melchoma. But that's not how we read it. We read it, Ali Yeshuas V'Al HaMelchomois. We thank Hashem for the Melchomois. And the Ponovich Rav explained that the reason is we're thanking Hashem, the fact there was a Melchoma, the fact many Eden were Misyavnim, and there were people ready to fight on, to have that battle. And we thank Hashem for that fact. That is what we have to do in fight, to fight with the Yetzara, to fight and keep going. That the Malach said it in the morning, he has to go, he has to say Shira. And the Medrash even says, the Targum even says, he said, since the day I was created, I never had the opportunity to say Shira. Now it's my turn to say Shira. What does it mean? It just coincidentally was his turn to say Shira. I never had a chance till now. What it means is, when the son was created, he complained, I've got such a terrible job. Make people do Averis. The Baruch Shalom said, no. Your job is to push them. And in the end, when they're victorious, you're accomplished. Because you push them to the limit. And then they will make what they're supposed to do in life. You're doing a fantastic job. So the Malach was saying, I never had somebody I pushed so far. And in the end, he managed to beat me. Now it's his moment for me to say the greatest Shira. The one time the Ribnitzer Rebbe came to visit the Sklen Rebbe. Now they're buried next to each other in Muncie. And the Sklen Rebbe had just made a new song. And the Ribnitzer didn't see the purpose of making songs. He asked him, what is this song about? And he said, when I tell you and explain to you the song, maybe you'll understand. It's from Kapitel Kuf Yud Tes in Tehillim. And it says, Zedim Hilitzoni Ad Me'oid. The Rishoyim, they made a litzonis of me. They mocked me so much. And we Terost Loin Tisi, but that didn't turn me away from the Torah. So he explained, Pshat is, Zedim Hilitzoni Ad Me'oid. What's the Ad Me'oid? They made fun of me, in quotation marks, Admoid, about the Admoid. Why did I push so much? I understand you keep Yiddishkeit there, the Umasoidim, what the Sotan says. But you could do mitzvahs basics. You have to do the extras. In other words, comes to Arbaminim. Why buy a set for $200? Spend $50 on a set. Why daven shacharis for an hour? You could daven in 20 minutes. Why so much effort in your mitzvahs? Zaydim is Admo'oid. What is Admo'oid in your Avodas Hashem? He said, no, we know that's the right thing to do and we keep doing it. We push ourselves. It's that battle with the salt and that's our tachlis in this world. And when the Ribnitzer Rebbe heard the pshat, he was so impressed with it, he sang and danced with him this song. Reminds me of a woman one time wrote to the Rav and said that I don't understand why people spend $200 or $50 on Raminim. Why don't they spend $50 in the Arameenim and give the other $150, $200 to Tzedakah? So the rabbi wrote back to her that why do you spend $3,000 in a shaitel, $4,000 in a shaitel? Spend $1,500 in a shaitel, give the rest to Tzedakah. Why do you spend $350 in a dress, spend $150, give $200 for Tzedakah? People are very easy giving up mitzvahs. We've got to be able to give up the gashmias, but the mitzvahs we have to do the best we can. A bocher once came to to the Chofetz Chaim, and he said, I feel terrible, I'm so depressed. Everybody in the yeshiva is on Daf Hey, and I'm only holding on Daf Beis. The Chofetz Chaim said, great, Kuf Beis, that's amazing, already 102 blood Kuf Beis. So the Chofetz Chaim was older then, he thought he was hard of hearing. He says, I didn't say Kuf Beis, I said Daf Beis. He says, Kuf Beis is amazing. And then the Chofetz Chaim explained himself. Echad Betzar, one person learns Betzar with effort, is worth Mea Pomish Loi Betzar, is worth 100 times without Tzar. Your Daf Beis is like Daf Kuf Beis, is worth 100 times of what the others are doing. On Chanukah, the Bach says, the trouble came because we were misrushal in the Avodah. There's a weakness in the Avodah. And then Yevonim pushed themselves, we were Zeicher to Nes Chanukah. Chanukah is called Chanukah. Chanukah, they rested on the 25th. And this is a strange reason to call the name Chanukah. We don't call any Yontif, any special day with a date. It's not called Purim Yad, Pesach, to Pesach. What's the date got to do with it? They rested on the 25th. That's the name of the Yontif. The Marashah says a different shot. He says not the rest of the 25th. He says it's Chanukah's Mizbeach. They rededicate Mizbeach, and that's the name Chanukah. And the truth is, you put the two pshatim together, it's beautiful. Chanukah, the rest on the 25th. Now, they've been fighting a battle. You think now they needed a few days rest. But no, they didn't rest. On that very day, on the 25th, they made the Chanukah's Mizbeach, right away with Zrizas. And that was Mechap and the Chet of Israshas Bavoidah. And that's what we have to do, is Zrizas, when it comes to mitzvahs. They didn't hold back, that's what we have to do. Learn from them. Mitzvah Shem, we put in that void, it will be Zeich, Lefum, Tzara, Agra. The more effort you put in, the more reward that comes from Mitzvah Shem then will be Zeich to the reward that we deserve.